We are starting Bezer Hashem, the 12th Perek. Let us start the Mishneh. Hanoisei Ese Isha Uposko Imoi, and she made up with him Kdei Sheyozein Es Bito Chomei Shonim. It means when he married this Isha, she had a daughter from a different husband. And she made up with this husband that he's going to give this daughter Mezainis for 5 years. Is Chayev Lozaina Chomei Shonim. So he's Mechuyev to give her Mezainis for 5 years. Nisei Slacha. Now it seems this marriage did not have Riches Yomim Vishonim. He gave her a get. And she got married to a second husband. This is already her third husband. But again, she has her daughter in Zinim. And she made up with this third husband that he should give Mezainis for her daughter for 5 years. So now he's Mechuyev also to give Mezainis for 5 years. Lo yoimar horishain. Now the rishain cannot taine lichshetovei etzli ozoino. Now the rishain can taine. Now I was mechayev to give her daughter mezainis because she was my wife. But now that she's married to someone else, so automatically the chiyuv mezainis falls off. That's not true. Elamoylich lo mezainiseho lamokem sheimo. He brings mezainis to the daughter. Yes, so he was machayev himself, even though now she's married to a third husband, so he has to bring mezainis to the daughter by this third husband. What does Rashi say? Hanais hisi shalosin es bito. Shahoyo lo meish acha. She had a daughter from another husband. Nisei sa'em la'acha, shegirsho horishayim, l'shetovei etzli, kloima, imo yisi mekayem es imo, o yisi zono. Now he's going to taine if she would be my wife, so then I'll give mezainis to the daughter. So the Mishnah says he can't taina that. This is chayvis of giving mezainis to her daughter remains intact even though she got married to someone else. V'chein lo yoimru shneyam. Now maybe both of them will have an idea. Lamaise, she only has one stomach, this daughter, so we'll both give mezainis. Al kaponim, each of us will be mishtatev to give her mezainis. You were mechayev yourself, and I was mechayev myself, so we'll give together. V'chein lo yoimru shneim erei onu zonin oiso, we'll give together, ke'echot. No, each one was mechayev himself to give a complete amount of mezainis. Ela echot zono, one gives bepoil mezainis, ve echot noisin lo the main mezainis. And the other one gives the main mezainis. He gives the money for mezainis. Niseis. Now, what happens if this daughter got married? Is Habal Noisin Lo Mezainis. So now her husband gives her Mezainis. That's a Chiyuv of Habal. Vehein Noisin Lo Demei Mezainis. And they'll give her now, each one will give her, each, the second and third husbands will give Demei Mezainis als their Hischaibis. Meisu. Now what happens when these husbands die? So it's a very interesting paradox over here. B'noiseyem nizoynes minachosim b'nei chayrim. their own daughters can only be goyve mezaynis, the zachiyev of tnai ksube, that he's mechayev to give to his daughters mezaynis. So then his name in the nechasim b'nei chayrim, only from the nechasim b'nei chayrim, not from the mishubodim. Behi, in this bas ishtoi, which is not his daughter, which is his wife's daughter, nizaynis menachasim mishubodim mibnei shehi kebalas chayv. She's like a balas chayv, so memela a bal chayv can be goyve from mishubodim. We'll see in Taisus a little clearer what the difference is between this bas ishtoi and bitoi. Hapikrin hayu kaisvin, the pikrin when, that's what the reines hanoilet, so when they were mechayiv themselves to give mezaynis chomeshonim for bas ishtoi, so they were mechayiv themselves with a condition. Amenash she'ozin es bitcho chomesh shonim kozman she'at imi. So they were mechayiv themselves kozman that you're married to me, lafuki, if I'll give you a get, or if you'll die, then his chayvis becomes botel. Let us see Rashi. B'neiseyim nizaynis menachosim b'nei chayrim. Their own daughters can only be goyve from the nachosim b'nei chayrim, v'loi mimishubodim, not from mishubodim. This noun we learned a Mishneh, a metzien lachiras peiris l'shvach kalkois, which is not negeios, it's negeia, a person who purchased the kalkik zula. Aber olamozein ha isha vahabonais menachosim mishubodim. Here it says klal that mozein abonais she cannot be goyve menachosim mishubodim. Vehini zaynis oisa abas she can be goyve afilu from nachosim mishubodim. Shehi kebalas choyf, she's like a bal choyf. She yesh lo aleihem. Shtar mezaynis, she is a shtar, that they owe her mezaynis. Now the pikrin yisterot, write kozman shat imi, v'loy im omus, oy tomusi, oy agarshich. Let us see Taisvis. Hanoisei esa isha, niseis, Habal chayiv b'mzayne sehel. Now, what is the chiddush over here? Hashteitzach habal es chayiv b'mzayne sehel. Sal kedaitach d'loy mechayiv, the kivin d'yesh lo mezaynes me'acher, since already her mezaynes are taken care of, there were two stepfathers that were mechayiv themselves mezaynes for 5 years, is ke'ilu hisni ima menashe ein lo olov mezaynis. So it's understood already. I mean, how much mezaynis can she eat already? So I would assume that even though they weren't masne behedye, so it's ke'ilu they were masne menashe ein olov mezaynis, so kamash melon, that since he didn't say that, so I don't assume that he wanted to be mafkiya from himself, the chi of mezaynis. I don't recall now where I saw someone ask Sakasha, Bechlal, this tnai menashe ein alecha mezaynis, is a machlikas Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, if he could say, if there's a din of masna mashekosu batoyre bedova sheba momen. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bedova Sheba Momen Tnai Kayim, and Rabbi Meir holds Ein Tnai Kayim. So according to Rabbi Meir, what is the Chiddush over here? I forgot where, someone asked this question, gives a teretz, I forgot now where I saw it. About Kaponim, it's a Ha'ore. Vehein Noisni Lo, the main Mezaynis. They also give Mezaynis. After she's married, they give her Mezaynis. It's the rechsal kedaitech le poskwa le kozman shaloi niseis. When she's a niseis and she hears already mezainis from her husband, that also should be understood that there his chayvis was only till that zma. Skamash malo. Vehi nizainis menachosim mishubodim. Afal gav de la el tanya chamisha goivim mina mishuchorim. There are five that are only goivim from b'nei chorim. Hamikabel olov lozaynes bas ishtoi. So also, if he's mekabel lozaynes bas ishtoi, he can only mon from the b'nei chorim and not from the mishabodim. And here it says, he can mon from mishabodim. So Taisva says as follows. Now, l'man diyoma banizokim k'tsuvim l'chud tofo. Now, mishumtik, that what one is not goive minachosim mishabodim mizaynis habonis. Is what is the reason that you're not goive minachosim mishabodim? So one man the omer said because it's not kotsuv. That means that a person, the lekuches, this was a takonis halakuches, the lekuches would never know how many bonis he's going to have. They can never be careful what to leave over and what to buy from every father who knows how many bonus is going to have. So that is why they made a takone. Since the lekuches aren't able to know what to be nizer in, what to purchase, what not to purchase, they made a takone, you can't be going from the lekuches. That's afke mosin a bonus. Because it's not kotsu. But ktsuvim, if there's a zman kotsuv, so you'd know, the lekuches know exactly what his shibud involves, so they'll leave over, and they'll purchase the rest. So leman diyoma banizokim ktsuvim lechud, if it's kotsuv, if the chiyuv is kotsuv, I know clearly what I'll have to pay, and what he won't have to pay, tofo, then you can be goive from mishubodim, like kosher midi. The hocha mishum kitzvo, fakert, so that's the difference. Over there, it's speaking about, he was makabel lozenes bas ishtoi, and he did not give us man kotzuk. Our Mishnah is speaking about uposki imoik deshiosin es bito chomeshonim. There was as man kotsev. So memela, the lekuches know exactly how to figure out how many karkois they have to leave over and what they can purchase. Uleman di omar ksuvim bo'inom. There's another man di omar that says there's a different cheshbin. Because you need that it should be kosov bishtar, but if it's kosov bishtar, there's a curl. If it's not kosov bishtar, there's no curl. Muki lo bishakonu miyodoi. So here it's speaking about that they made a kinyan chalipin, and mistomba then the edim rode shtar. So memela, so here there's a curl. Vim taima. Lemandi omar ktsuvin afal pi she'en ktsuvim. According to the mandi, we don't need ktsuvim. Ktsuvim is enough. Amay lechoshev lo kitzve lemozin haboni. So the mozin habonis is also a kitzve. The havi atati bogron. That means it's also this man. What's the difference? 5 years. Or atati bogron, you don't give mezainis. Mezainis almone is there's no shir kotzov. Kozman, she's yeshevis bebeis bailo, she's eichet the mezainis if she's not tevei the ksube. But mezainis habonis is as man till bagres. So why isn't that called kitzve? Amay lechoshev lekitzve lemozen habonis tahavi adati bogron. Umi umino of in kosher kolkach. the lo yadinon kama bonos yiloi. That means it's also a nekotzev. That means the ischayves ischal b'shastik sube. It's a tnaik sube that he's mechayev himself. The bonos that he'll have from this wife, he'll give them his oynes. So who knows what is involved? How many daughters he'll have? So memela. So that's called adovo she'ein nekotzev. But what if the achim were mishabed themselves to the bonis that they'll give them as zaynis? Acheti bogrom is bahishai tektzuvim nino. That means here we're speaking about when some of the father died and the achim were mishabed themselves. The achim were mishabed themselves to give them a zaynis acheti bogrom. So why can't you mon from their mishubodim? Behi shai tektzuvim ninu ad ti bogrom. The Marav Ranshenburg zeichen zu a teisvis daf nunamet beis. And Taisvah says Daf Nun Amud Beis as follows: Af al pi shektuvin lemalo ad bogo, kiven she'ein ktuvin lemato de efshe shetinosei kaidem lechoshiv ktuvim. That means it's also unclear how the schum of mezainis will have to give. That means if they won't get married, so then there's a cheshmen about tibogron. If they will get married, so then there's a smaller shir. So there's a shir lamata. So it seems lekuches would be toile mistamada gerot and the daughters mistamada get married. I mean, it's unclear how much is in reality needed for the mezainis. So if it's not kotzuv milamato, so also that's not called ktsuvim, and you can't mon from mishubodim. Rabbi Kivege says on our Mishnah, apikhin hoyu koisvin al menashe ozin es bitcho chome shonim, kolz man shat imi, so itaynes lechere by the pikhin, also they weren't able to mon from the Mishubodim, because it's also not Kotzuv Lamata. I mean, the Mizoinis of her daughter is dependent if he doesn't give her a get, if she won't die. I mean, so there's also it's also not Kotzuv Lamata. And if not Kotzuv Lamata, one does not have the schus to be gave from Mishubodim. So here also they won't be able to give it from a Mishubodim. Itma, zakt de Gemara, ha'ima lechaveroi chayiv ani lechomone. A person tells the chaver, I owe you a money. So what is this? This is lechayra hidoas baldin. Is Rabbi Yochanan omar chayiv? Reish Lakish Omar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayiv, that he can't taine mishata niboch. He said it, so he's chayiv. Reish Lakish says he's potter. He could say, I owe you money, can taine mishata niboch. It was said without seriousness. I said it. So let's understand in what case Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Achelik. Ida omaluhu atem eidai. If there are two eidim that witnessed the salvo, and he told the eidim, atem eidai, your eid, you should be eidim on this eido, I'm being moide in front of you that I owe him Amone, is my time with the Reish Lakish to Kapoto, so he can't tie him a shot on Ibor. He said Beferish Atamedai, so we see it was said in all seriousness. Idoloi Omaluhu Atamedai, if he did not tell them Atamedai, so my time with the Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamachayev. La'oilom Deloi Komaluhu Atamedai. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about, he did not say Atamedai. V'hoche b'may eskinon, the Bible will say the Nusach of Rashi, the Gils of Rashi, b'shtore. B'shtore. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayiv, alimo milse de shtore kemanda omalu atem eidim domi, b'shlokish Omar Pota le'alime milse de shtore
So let us see Rashi. Ida'oma lohu l'shaymin,
if he said to those who were listening to say, do'atem eida, your eidim shani moideloi, I moide to him, my time the Reish Lakish the pota, v'nan b'sanhedrin, at sheyimru b'foneinu hoydoloi, a'alma hoyde b'fnei eidim chaye, so weiss toch ois, but he was moide b'fnei eidim, and that's zicha kol b'fnei eidim, he said atameidai, so what's the time of Reish Lakish? Ilo yomulu l'shoimim atameidai, my time with Rabbi Yechon, the kaimon osim sanhed mitzor sheyimer atameidai, or else he can tain him mishat anibor. Hochi garsina. So Rashi is a girsa nagamo. Lo'oilam v'loi omalu atem eidai. V'hoche b'mai askinon b'shtore. That's Rashi's girsa. Shemosa loi shtar b'foneinu. He gave over a shtar in front of two eidim. V'kosuv boy. And in the shtar it says, Ani chayiv l'cho mone. I owe you a mone. Va'af al pi sheksav yodayhu. I, so what's tamazay the shayla? That means, let's just understand what the case is, and then Rashi is asking Ganukashe. That means that we heard from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in order that there should be an amonis of Eidos Baldin, that I could accept this Eidos Baldin that was meant in all seriousness, it's not sufficient that he says it in front of Eidim. He has to say Atem Eidai. A person could say something in front of Eidim, and he doesn't mean what he's saying. So he said it. He was joking. Meshata Nibor. I only assume that he's serious in what he says. If he's saying, Atameida, you should be witnesses on what I'm saying, so then we see that he means it in all seriousness. Now, here, it's speaking about, he did not say Atameida, but he was Moisel Bifnei Ha'edim, a document that is saying, I owe you a money. Now the shaila is there an alimus of a shtar over a dibur? Could be a person says a lot of things, could be jokingly, could say mishata nibor, but this alone that he wrote a document, ani chayiv l'chomone, and this was nimsa b'fnei eidim, eidim saw this, so this. So here's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds alima milsa de shtore. If it was nimsa b'fnei eidim, ashtar, so that really, he meant what he said. He can't tie in the later mishat anymore. Reish Lakish says, since there was no atameidai, he wrote it on the paper, so he said, ani chayev l'chomone, also it's meaningless. That's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, alibe de Rashi. Now, Rashi has a problem. Rashi has a problem. L'chayre, if
the deal is that it was Nimsa Bifnei Edim, and he didn't say Atem Edai, so we can clear is Alime Milsa Dishtor, not Alime Milsa Dishtor. But Lechere, if he wrote this himself, so you have here his chasime, is chasima on the shtar. And if a person is chosim on the shtar, and the shtar is chayvis, yuzich, I mean, that is a din shtar, and there's an abonis of anchiyu. So, what's the shayla? I mean, the tzicha, if hoitzi ksav yodoi, so the din is that he's chay. So Rashi says, "Va'afopi sheksav yodayu," even though this is his handwriting, "Hoyul v'loy chosam poter." But since he did not write his name, he's poter. That means it says in this document, "I am chayiv to you amone." Now, who's the I? Well, the Edim see who the I is, and. But the shaila is, I never said Atamedai. So we have over here, this document, there's no chsime on this document mitzidoi. The only chomer is, it was nimse b'fnei edim. But again, it was nimse b'fnei edim without an Atamedai. So memela, that's the study of shaila. If a malva has a ksav yad that says that he owes him goyvim in a chosim b'nei chayrim, ki goy shechosam boy ani ploini lovisi mona mi ploini. Not ani ploini. I plainly, that's already is considered, that's called a chsime on the shtar, that I'm saying that what, that I owe him money, can the muchbek ishish in this armolo. The Omar Rabbi, lichtoy chsimes yodei achaspe, if a person wants to send his handwriting, how he signs his name, to Bezdin, so he should write it on a cheres, which a cheres is a posel ishtar. Aval megil toloi, but he should never write his name on a megillah, on a klaf, my time, because he's sending it into Bezdin, that Bezdin should see how his chsim is, to make dimin chsim is, Abel dilma mashkech leinish delay malye. That means Bezdin will be medame the chsimis, fine gewaldik. This is the chsim of this aid, and then they won't be careful with this paper. Now we have a paper with someone's signature on it, so an inish delay malye will write over it. I, the undersigned, borrowed $1 million. A shame is shemay. Utnan hoitzi olav ksav yodoi is goyim in the chosim b'nei chayrim. Alme bechsimas yodei komayris. You see, that's talking about, he wrote a signature. He wrote a signature. Avol hoche, so he wrote his name. He wrote his name, because that's what we're speaking about over this. So when you write a name, a name has a chomer that we say that the zanamonis avol hochi kosev lo chayiv ani lecha mone, I am chayiv to you a mone v'loi chosam boy, but here he did not chasme, so he didn't chasme, so that's the shaila. But this shtar that was nimsa b'fnei edim, does this have an alima? So Rabbi Yochanan says Alime milse dishtore hoyul ubifnei edim mosaloi, since the shtar was given over bifnei edim. Let us see Taisvitz. Either loy omalu atem edai, my time at the Rabbi Yechne. Havalei lemifterei, oy mishum mishata nibo, he could say,
that the whole thing was a joke. He likes to, people should not think that he's a very rich person. So Mameli says, oh, this one money, no, this one money, that it, Al Kaponim, to the Welt, it should look out that he owes a lot of money, so he won't be considered such a gvir. But it doesn't mean anything. The Omalei, now, Tosfos does not have Rashi's Girsit. I mean, Rashi was made a Girsa, Hochi Gersinin. Vachemaiskinen Bishtore. It's speaking about a star that was Nimsa Bifnei Eidim. The Omalei, Chayiv Ani Lecho Mone Bishtar. Now, the Shita Mekibet says Pshat in Tosfos as follows. It's not speaking about Leimoschei Bifnei Eidim. It's not speaking with the way Rashi says. Elo Shemoide Loi Shekosvoi Loi. That means the Malve has now a document that says, Chayv Ani Lechamone Bishtar. The Chayv Ani Lechamone, that's written in a shtar. And the Malve schleps him to Bezdin. He says, did you write this? Yes. Did you give this to me? Yes. No. The whole thing is a joke. So that is how Tosfos learned Pshat. Leimosre Bifnei Eidim, Ele Shemoide Loi Shekosve Loi, Avo Mishato Hoye Boi. Chayv, the Omalei, he told him, Chayv Ani Lecho Mone, I wrote Taki to you, Chayv Ani Lecho Mone Bishtar. That's what he told him, that's right. I wrote in the Shtar, Chayv Ani Lecho Mone. But I don't mean what I said. Dalim Emilsa Dishtore L'Rabbi Yochanan. But that alone, that I went and wrote this document and gave it over to you, that alone has a chshivas. V'chshiva haido, afogav d'loi omar atem edayin. The Shita says, because there was no edim. There wasn't any edim. But that alone, that I wrote this document and gave it over to you, that's called the haido. That's a serious affair. V'loi mayrik shekosov loi chayv ani lecho mone v'chosam tachto. It's not speaking about that he signed his signature underneath it. Tahayni oitzi hol of ksav yodei v'goyv lekulam v'nechosam nechayv. That means if he signed his signature under the chayv ani lecho mone, so that's zicher, that's called oitzi hol of ksav yodei. V'loi mayri namik shekosav loi ani ploini chayiv lechomone. Ephili said, I ploini a chayiv amone. That's also like, so he's signing his name. The namik echosam tachtav dami, so it's equivalent like he would have signed underneath. Well, speaking about Chayiv, it's a very sosum dike loshen. That's what he said. I'm telling you I wrote it, fine. I gave it to you also, but since the loshen is not, too much mechayiv, some amelie can tie in that, mishata libor. The nami kechosam tacht of domi. The avol gav the bereish migilte mechiech beget poshut the yochel lachte. The Gemara says that one can write bereish migilte. That means there's no danger if I write on top of the paper my signature because it doesn't mean anything. Lecheshin and dilma mashkech lo inish lemal vekosam ay deboi. Is awesome body legovi klal hoyveni miksiva achas the chayvni lachamone kosavayinish to leimali.
because they're speaking about this two handwritings. So two handwritings, and there's a, so if the signature's underneath the shtar, even though it's two handwritings, so that's called chsam yada. He's being masking to what is written above him. But if he wrote a signature on top and someone writes underneath, so that we're not Mikasha the signature to what was written underneath, since it was written in a different handwriting. Look to Gemara weiter. Tana Hanese Esaisha Uposka Ima Lozen Esbita Chomei Shonim Chayv lozayna chameshonim. My love ki hai gavne. Now, this is a shver gemore. So, again, according to Rashi, the shayla of the gemore is, how do we learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Anais es isha poske imoi k'day shiyozen es bito chameshonim. It's speaking about, they made a poske imoi, they made a kinyin chalipin, he was mechayiv himself to give mezainis to his wife's daughter for 5 years. Here we're speaking about a shayla of Eidos Baldin. So let us see Rashi. My love ki I gavne. Ma eidis yesh lo la'achaz man bedovoze. How do we know that this whole thing occurred? Love ki I gavne. Shemoisa lo shtar bifne eidim. Because boy plainly kibble all of kach, the ancient loikinian vloichsime, the avishtar chosam biyodo myla memre. So pshat is like this. What is the Mishnah telling us? There's a big problem in the Mishnah. A person was machayev himself to give mezainis to his wife's daughter for 5 years. They made a kinyan chalipin. He was Machayev himself, so Ischayev, Shkayev. I mean, so that's another portion. There was Ischayev, so he owes it. So therefore, the Gemara was searching for a Chiddush. So the Etzem Ischayev is Mestame, that's portion. Now, speaking about the Mestame, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's speaking about that there was no Birul that this occurred. That means they made a Kinyan Chalipim, Chlipim Beinam LeBein Atzmo, and later he gave her over a document that said that I'm mechayev to give your daughter Mezainis for 5 years. Shemoisa lo shtar b'fnei eidim because of boy pleini kibul olav kach. Now here the Shita Mekabetzis explains. Here already it says a name. Says a name that he was, that doesn't say Ani. I mean, because the Shaila is, how does she approve? It says Ani. So, I'll kapon them, it says Pliny. So the Shita Mekebetze says Pliny Zechnish. It didn't say Ani Pliny. So Mamela Pliny. So all these vague Lashonis mean something according to Reish Lakish. Because by plainly kibul all of kach, bein sham loikinyan vloichsim. The avish ta achosim biyoda myla memo. What's the chiddush? That's a mischaibis. There's no chiddush. That she has proof. She has ashtar. Is also no chiddush. What is the Mishnah telling me? So kochach, the Mishnah is telling me that fakert, that on such a document she has proof that, Daritaka Osa. So the Gemara says, Loi, no, that's not Pshat the Mishnah. The Pshat the Mishnah is in the Etzem Hischaivis, that he owes her. loy b'shitrei psikte ucht Rav Gidl. The Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav, kama atanoisin lebincho kach v'kach, kama atanoisin lebincho kach v'kach, omdu v'kitchu konu, hein hein, advorim haniknim ba'amirim. So what is Rashi? He said, loy b'shitrei psikte. Achosen v'akalo poiskin t'noim shebineim b'shnei eidim. There's two eidim there, and they say all the obligations which each one is obligating himself. V'eidim choismim eidis k'murim v'akert the birur advorim the eidim chas meleide. What proof does she have? Because the eidim chas meleide that they witnessed these obligations that each one obligated themselves to the other. V'im toima, v'rekt rashim kein maile memrasel. So that's the whole problem. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Itzrech k'goin deleke kinyin. There was no maise kinyin whatsoever. El advarim. There was only obligations bal peh. That's the Chiddush. Omdu v'kitchu, that means teich dvorim elu, these were the obligations that were made l'tzeirech achitun, and then right away they got married, so these obligations are kayim, and the Creator is chayvis. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Rav Gidl, that obligations are chal. Chayev lozoina chomeshonim. My love, ki hai gavna. The ibishta gomo machidish the chayiv. Afo gavdle havishta gomo govi mimishabdi the islo kolo. Now, we're going into a sugya which is a very difficult sugya, but the Shita Mekabetzer says that this Taisvus did not learn like Rashi at all. This Taisvus learned that it's a shtar hischayvis. That he wrote in the shtar, I'm a chayiv to give your daughter mezainis for 5 years. And that's what he wrote. And he gave it over to her. The ibishtar gomo. So if it's speaking about a shtar gomo, that he made it with Eidim, or he chasmed on it, machidish techai, so it's poshut, he was machayiv himself on a shtar, so Tosfos learned, so you can zicha make his chayivus to a shtar. So Al Kocher is speaking about, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So Al Kocher is speaking about, not a shtar gomo. Can make an ischaivis. Ba'avol gav dolei havi shtar gomo. So now Taisi is another problem. It's not a shtar gomo, so I can be goivim in mishabdi. Goivim in mishabdi de islei kolo. This also has a kol. Now, bakan shoyel aben. So how all of a sudden we're speaking about a shtar ischaivis. The sugya started off with Ashtar Haidor, does he mean it or doesn't he mean it? And all of a sudden, we come to Ashtar Hischaivis. So we'll have to see towards the end of the Sugya, the big Taisvus, but the Shit Big Metzah says the Gemara held that Shkulim Heim V'Yaboy Yishneim, if such a Shtar can create Hischaivis, so who adin, he has an amonis. That means, al kaponim, these attack two different inyonim, but al kaponim it's shkulem heim. Let us see further. But Rashi Zicha didn't learn like this. Rashi learned, Rashi has one mahalach in the sugya. The whole shayla is only a shayla of haidor. Does he mean it, or doesn't he mean it? Can you tie in the mishata nibach? That's how Rashi learns pshat in the sugya. Well, let's go a little further. Toshma, kosav lekoyin sheni chayiv loch chomesh sloim. Chayiv liten loy chomesh sloim. Ubnoi ein nepodi. Now, lechayre, according to Rashi, so this is very understandable. Let's understand this halacha. Kosav lekoyin. He wrote a koyin, and he chayiv lo chomesh sloim. I owe you 5 sloim. So what does that mean? That means he owes him 5 sloim. Doesn't it? Nothing to do with he's a koyin and he has got a pchir. I mean, they don't have to be mekasha 10 things together. That means I just wrote, I owe you 5 sloim. Which means, just like we had before, chayv ani lecho mona b'shtar. So what does that mean? The shtar says that he owes him a mona. Why he owes him a mona? That's not our business. We have a dos baldin that he can't tie in a mishata nibach. He owes him a mona. For what and for when came in the shtar. So here, he wrote to a koyin that he owes him 5 sloim. So, he's namon. So state in the Mishnah, Chayiv liten loy chomesh sloim. She's mechuyev to give him 5 sloim. Because he owes them 5 sloim. He can't say mishata nibach. He owes them 5 sloim. Ubnoi einei podui. But the ben isn't podui. So it's meiradik. The kasha of the gemor is meiradik. Pshat is the kasha is because what does this have to, I mean, this shtar says you owe him 5 sloim. There's nothing to do with pidyon ben. This is tamazoi a statement of a shtar. You can't tie in the mishat anibach. Bishlam according to Rish Lakish. So chayv ani lachmona. It means something. It doesn't mean anything. Here, if I according to Rabbi Yochanan and Alime Milsa de Shtore, so the koyin has a document. Listen, Rabbi, you owe me 5 sloim. As it is geschrieben zu mir. So my mail, you'll give me the 5 sloim. You can't kill 2 birds with 1 stone. The 5 sloim is yashikayach. You owe me 5 sloim. This is the 5 sloim. Ubno yene podi. The ben isn't podi. So this Mishnah is understandable if we learn like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's gewaldik. So this is an amonis. But according to Reish Lakish, chayv ani loch chomesh sloim, that's meaningless. Doesn't mean anything. I don't owe you anything. This whole thing is worthless. Now I'm giving you 5 sloim, so I'm giving you because what's that the kain is holding it for the chiyev? There's no chiyev. I don't owe you anything. Is memeila, so this is for the pidyon ben. So here the gemara, this is akasha and Reish Lakish. So the gemara says, shani hosom the mishubed loy midirais. So Reish Lakish says that no stamazoi, if a person writes I owe you. So it doesn't mean anything. But over here, he owes him 5 sloim of pidyon ben. So that's what he's writing. Chayv ani lecho chomesh sloim. I'm saying it out the pidyon ben. So what is he writing over here? I mean, what's in Chumash? The din is, I mean, what is he writing? What is he accomplishing in this writing over here? He doesn't mean Azaitike his chayvis. It means that I owe you for the pidyon ben.
כדי לברר לו כהן. אז מוסס, לא. And it's not the posik in the Torah. It's not loch. It's not to this coin. I can give to any coin. I'm writing chayiv, chayiv, ani chayiv, kos ani chayiv lochom eshloim. That means I owe you the 5 sloim. Now, dachsach mir, I was unable to be mevarer this. So what shot? He owes him. So dachstach mean just like any other hischaivis. So I mean, we don't ask kashas, but there was, either we made a kinya chalipin, that's pshat in this haidah. That means in the hischaivis that there is already, there is a hischaivis. I have to pay. And I'm writing, I have to pay you the 5 sloim. I have to pay you the 5 sloim. If that's pshat, we're speaking about the chayvus of pidyon haben. So when he gives him the chamesh loim, why isn't the ben podi? So the Gemara answers kediula. The oma ule dvar teire podi lichsheyite ena chanami. When he gives him the chamesh loim, it's podi. My time, Omru, Bnoi, Einoi, Podi. Gzeire, Shem, Yoimru, Poidim, Bishtoris. People might say it could be Poidim, Bishtoris. Let us see Rashi. Levare, Loikoyen, Shaloi, Yitnenu, Loikoyen, Acha. That he won't give it another coin. Yohi, the time, Mishum, Shibuda, the Eraisu. That means the reason he's chayiv because there's a teira de kishibud. V'havale kemeyid eidim v'choismen amai ein b'noi podi. I think Rashi means that means if there is a shibud they're ready to pay, so then this is here there's no mishat anibach. If there's a shibud, I'm just saying it's to you, so. Samayim b'nai podi, shema yayim rupoidim es abcher b'shitrei chayv sheyesh lei alacha. Maybe people will say that you could be poide abcher b'shitrei chayv sheyesh lei alacha. Let's say that Yisrael has a shtar chayv on someone. And he'll give it to the kohen, and people will think that that's a good pidyon. Umoschei lekoyim bepidyoini, they'll say it's good. Now, mayin shmita leitzah halsine. The osi lemeima, mali haishtore, mali haishtore. People make a very modern mistake. That means, oh, here the koyin has a star, and Yisrael gave the koyin a star, that I know, and the rest of the story, somehow they won't know. And so he got a shtar from the Yisrael, and then he's podri. So exactly what was written in the shtar, people will not be medagdi. Banat nam b'meseches p'cheiretz, ein poidem loy ba'abodim, v'loy b'shtoris, v'loy b'karkois. V'fina lo hosom mikroi b'perik yesh p'cheir l'nachla. That's L'chayre Pshat the Gemara according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisviz. Toshma Kosav L'koyin Shani Chayiv Chayiv Liten Loi Chomesh Sloim Hashte Salke Daito V'hai Chayiv Mishum Shenis Chayiv Loi. Now here, this Taisvis also would seem that Taisvis understood that it is speaking about that he was meshabed himself with the shtab. Lohochi b'noi ene podi. So why is b'noi ene podi? Fakert is, it's not a hidor, it's a ischaivis. So I owe you chomesh loim. So finish, I owe you chomesh loim means tams, I owe you chomesh loim.
So I was mechayiv myself to you chamishloim. So now the kohen, when I give him chamishloim, so the kohen can take it for the ischayvus. There's a new ischayvus over here. Lahochi bnoi ene podi. That's how the Gemara understood. So you see, you could be mechayiv yourself with such a shtar. Umishani, shani hosom the mishubed loy midirais. Perish. Lohochel yochel hochel lehischaye by yedeyeshta. Again, we're speaking about ischayvus. And it seems, according to Reish Lakish, you can't be mechayiv yourself up yeshta. That's gufe. Samad machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Sheyesh olov ktsas shibud. That means a shtar cannot create yesh me'ayin. That's what Reish Lakish holds. That means if he doesn't know him anything, the shtar alone, such a shtar, should create a hischayves. So that Reish Lakish holds that you can't do. But here already, there is a shibut. That means he owes money. The shaila to who? But he owes money already. Lahochi yochel mishani shani hosam the meshubed lay mideraisa a perish lahochi yochel hochel is chaye vayidei hashtar he can be mischay vayidei hashtar sheyesh olov ktsas shibud because there is a ktsas shibud mam shivsa shechay val kaponim lahoitzi yeh sloim miyodi that means there is a chiyuv to give away 5 sloim. So now the shtar is only channeling the chiyuv, that the chiyuv should be to you. So that Reish Lakish has to create a chiyuv, yesh me'ayin with such a shtar, das nicht. But if there is a chiyuv already, now we're just channeling the chiyuv to you, that Reish Lakish is also made. I will be mocking the lack of shibud, but there's no shibud, lemotzi lemishtabed bishtol. Then he can't be mishabed himself with such a shtar. Chayiv liten loy chomesh loy. Bechiyai gavne mayri, and speaking about that he wrote, and we're saying a whole Megillah speaking about, that he wrote a shtar with such a lotion. So it has to be speaking about, that's the chiddush that he's chay. So the Gemara said, no. We're speaking about that, it's going to fill according to Reish Lakish. That there is a shibud already, and he's only channeling the shibud. Shani hosom the mishubud lay midirais. Yochi amai kosav kade livre loy koin. Afilu b'makire kuna mairi, the mistome kone beloy ksive, kinamuchach b'shili kolaget. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little to explain what Tosfos is saying. I'd like to mention there's a Tosfos in Baba Basra, Rav Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis. Achsmedir Tosfos is a little bit more clearer. Then we'll come back to our Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Bechol duchte ovid makire kohune murzik." Now, the makir of that Tosfos and our Tosfos is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is speaking about such a case that a person lent a kohen money, and the agreement was, how will the kohen pay up? The kohen doesn't have money to pay up. The agreement was that the Yisrael will take the Trumas, the Trumah, and he'll take it for himself. So a Mele, so that's how he'll pay up. So a Mele, so. So the Gemara is Akasha, but there was no Mitzvah Nesina. How was he Mekayim Mitzvah Nesina? There was no Nesina Lekoyin. If he was giving it to the Koyin gives it back to Mamela. But that's not the story. He's Mafresh and Truman, he takes it for himself. So, the Gemara, there's a few Terutzim on this. One Terutz, Osu Shein Ezeichi Kezeichi. But there's one Terutz, Makire Kune. It's speaking about Makire Kune. That means that he always gives it to this Kohen. Or perhaps he had... Oh, that's the Gemara says Makire Kune. Now, what is Pshat Makire Kune, which is a very complicated Indian? So Tosfos says in Baba Basra, V'hainu taime, shezeu matone mu'etes, v'oso lachzeboi v'afilu bedvorim ba'alme. There's a din, the Gemara learns out from a posik, henshaloch tzedek. If a person says something, he has to be mekayim what he said. If not, he's mechuser amonin. He's not onklach. He said he's, now, the Gemara makes a chilek between a matonah mu'etes and a matonah merube. A matonah mu'etes, a person says he's gonna give $5 to Yenna. He has to give $5. It's a matana ma'etes, and then there's a din of hen shalach tzedek. What if he said he'll give $5,000? So he'll give $5,000. He changed his mind. By matana merube, there's no din of hen shalach tzedek. One can change his mind. Now, matnes kohune is all the time a matana ma'etes. Because what's pshat? I mean, it's not his saiva sai. It's only either give to this coin or to this coin, the taivas hano. So the whole meduber is only a matana muetis. I mean, it's not for himself, it's to give it to. That's called a matana muetis. So now let us continue in taisis. V'hainu taime, shizeu matana muetis, V'osa lachzaboy v'afilu b'dvorim ba'alma. So Makire Kohune is speaking about, so Tosfos understood that he told this Kohen, you know, all my truma I'm going to give to you. But Tamzugizok, that he didn't give him his truma. Now, this is a matona ma'etes, v'osa lachzaboy. V'af al pi, now Tosfos says, she'im rotzo yoche lachzaboy, if he wants, he could be chayza. Mikol mokim kol kame deloy hoda havi ke musik. But kozman, he's not chayza, it's like a musik. Ad kan divrei ha-Tosfos piyesh neichlam. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says a whole megillah. Tosfos says over here that the whole bailus of the koyin, the whole muzik of the koyin, that is because it's also lachzaboy. So that's why it's considered a muzik. But lemaise, if that's also, that's yiradei, that's not, a vafal pikein, kol kame deloy hoda havi ke muzik. Now, Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim of Baba Basra Oishinai and Dalit says pshat like this. I mean, we have to understand this is a very difficult musik to understand. He's a musik, it's called his already, and but it could be chayzer. So Rabbi Chanan says pshat, the chamoy bekinyan suder, kivin shloi haitzi yadayin hadover mershusoi. So the aloch is that it could be chayzer. Kimlu la rabbonon shekavanos yoyse shiuchalav. So we have such a din
in Kozman Shasukim Baisi Indian by Kenyan Sudha it could be Khaiza. So what's Pshat in this? So Bahansa's Pshat is because we made a Maisi Kiddy, but the thing is still by me. So this Apsanan Sadi Kozman, I don't give it to you. I made a Maisi Kiddy, but I still left over the leeway that I could be Khaiza. Hochinami Bimakire Kune Af de goma umakni la alta, is take makne la alta, and vaistois, it's his take, if he wants to give it to him, so it says. Mikol makim date la knoise rak betnaim la yachse boy ache yoveli de koim. That means it is a kinyan, makire kun it's take shaloi, it becomes his, that means it's an ansadi. I mean, we mentioned already that there's rayas, that there could be a chalais kinyan without a maisa kinyan, if it's there's a gemiras das. So even though it's his, but there's an ansadi that he calls money, doesn't give it to him, it's biyodei lachse. That's how Rabbi Chonon says pshat. Now, just let's say the words are not taisus. Now we'll see how the same the words are not taisus. Afilu b'makire kuhune mairi, de mistome kone yekoine beloiksive, yekoine beloiksive, ke de muchach b'shili kolaget, u miu tzorech sive, de loyle hedebe, that he can't have charote. That means, so this is a shtar, again, this is a shtaris chayvis, I owe you. I owe you the chomesh sloim. So my male, now I can't be chayzer. Till then, I had once wanted to say pshat in yena taisvis. I mean, that taisvis doesn't mention kone. Taisvis says, Taisis has a whole thing. Shazel matona mu'etes ba'osa lachzeboy. It's a matona, you're not allowed to be chayze. Ba'afilu b'dvorim ba'alme, you're not allowed to be chayze. Ba'afi b'ishim rotze yocha lachzeboy. Mikomokim kol kamad lehoda havi kim muchzik. It's like he's a muchzik in the matnes kohune. It's a very sosom dekaloshan. So I was once mitzadet to say that could be the kinyan is, not that there's a kinyan, he's take a koinet. The kinyan is that since if I'll be choyzer and I won't give it to you, I'll be considered a roshe, so I'm muchach to give it to you in order not to become a roshe. So that goof is considered kim murzik. It's considered like a bailus. That means, since I'm forced, if I want to be a Russian, I want to, and I won't give it to you, Zeichedemis. But since I'm muchach to give it to you in order not to be a Russian, so that goof is considered a bailus. That goof is considered a bailus. Maybe that's pshat and taisus. Al koponim, But Taisus is saying, afilu b'makirei kohune, we still need this ischaivis, because makirei kohune is yochel achzeboy. Bavi motzi lishnuye. Now Taisus says, so we asked Akasha and Rish Lakish. How did Rish Lakish say pshat? So we said that Rish Lakish said pshat that he's mechayiv himself. Here the shtar has a koyach because he's meshubad already and he's only channeling the shibud. Vavemotzi lishnuye shekosav loy Mishum deloy leimalei parati, hoyil ubishtar gomo mairi. Now, Taisus is very unclear. Da flo dachsich mir says pshatn Taisus. That could be it's speaking about a shtar gomo. na real his chayvis, and the chiddush is that since he made a real his chayvis, he can't tain a porati for the pidyon haben. That means that kuf is the chiddush. That the Yisroel can't say this was given for the, I owe you chomesh sloim. Fine, I owe you opinion. I mean, I owe for opinion ben also. So why can I say that kuf is the chiddush? It seems that why can't the Yisroel say that I'm. But I can't say porati the pidyon haben since there's another hischayvus. I think that's how. I can't say this is a poroin on the pidyon haben. That's how the aflo seems to say. Ihochi b'noy amay ein epodi. Salkoponim, frek the Gemara, if it's speaking about that he's just channeling the chi of pidyon haben to this koyin, so why isn't he podi? Kloim abla l'mayim with the lab of podi l'chshiyovi liyat koy? Al kaponim. The nehei de koyidim shibola yodi dinu deine podi. The lek ole ole shibud balma. Fakel, there's a shibud, and now there's a shibud, through the shtar there's a shibud to this koyin. So a shibud, shibud will not create a pidyon haben. Mikomok, mshigilu yode, maim bnei podi, uba bereise mash medainai podi legamri. From the bereise, it seems he's not podi at all. Amayeni podi, kidiyule. So the Gemara says, agzeira eistis. That is according to Taisus, it's a little better to understand all this gzeira. That means it's a shtar his chayvis. So people will think that these chayvis alone created the pidyon haben. They won't realize that they gave him later the money. Vim toima ule lesle de Rabbi Yochanan. The Oma Chayiv, Yitzchak Leilafushi, Taimishim Shloyem, Rapoidim Bishtoris. Pektach Toisves, it's very modern. Rabbi Yechner is Lokish, we Paschal at Rabbi Yechner. So according to Rabbi Yechner, so Pshad is Bnei Nepodi is Goposhit, because since I owe you, since there's a new Hischaivis, so it seems the Kohen can take this money for the Hischaivis, and you can't be paid with this money. That's Pshad according to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's how we started to begin with. That was the Bishloim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. Lach ibnei nipodi, because you owe me, he gave me 5 sloim, so the Kohen can take this 5 sloim for these chayvis, and he still owe me for the pidyon haben. According to Reish Lakish, Vakelte, his chayvis to you is because of the pidyon haben. Then we had a problem. So according to Reish Lakish, it's out Ula. But it's very modern that Ula should paskin like Reish Lakish. We paskin at Rabbi Yochanan. Vim taimo Ula lesle de Rabbi Yochanan dama chayiv, ditzach le lefrushe taim mishum shloyoyim rupoidim bishtoritz. Vishloyim ditzach lefrushe hochim mishum damayri bacholinyin. Afilu kosav loy shani chayv loy heis loyim lepidyin. That this mission is speaking about all cases. So in that case, why isn't Bnei Podi? Afilu loy kosav loy orchi stom de mils lepidyin. Bnei yudakoma loy lemis loy de Rabbi Yochanan. Now it seems that Ula held not like the Makshin. The Makshin understood that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the reason. In Ula held, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, I shouldn't be toile that there's a new Ischaivis over here. I should mistome this is pshat in the Ischaivis of the Pidyon haben. So may wise b'nei nepodi. That's why Reish Lakish, that's why Ula had to say, shalayimru paidim bishtoros.